Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shirin Sfas MS Parshas Tzav, Parshas Parah, Tavshin Pei Dalet. We find that there's a progression of the Dalet Parshas taking place, beginning with Parshas Shkolam, Parshas Zachar, Parshas Parah, which is this week, and then culminating in Parshas Achidosh. And obviously the ones that are prior to Purim are easy and simple to understand why we have the concept of Parshas Shkolam, because as the Gemara Megillah tells us, Hiktim Shkolam L'Shkolav, that Klal Yisrael's Machsas HaShekel came and overrode the money that Haman wanted to give to buy out Klal Yisrael from Achashverosh Chalila. We find that Parsha Zachar comes immediately before Purim because we want to be Timcha Zechra Amalek, which is the source of where Haman comes from. And then after Purim, we come to the Parshas Parah and Parshas Achidosh. And this Vasemes, although amongst many other Mefarshim, explain what's the correlation between Parshas Parah, Parshas Achidosh. Obviously, Achidosh has to do with Chaydash Nisan, Chaydash Zalachem, but what's the connection between Parshas Parah and how do we move from Parshas Parah to Parshas Chaydash? So Sfas Emes brings down a fascinating shayla from his grandfather, the Heli Chadushurim, Schussi Yagan Aleinu, in his Mamorim on Parshas Parah, Tuf Reish Lamet Aleph. Ask the Sfas Emes and ask the Chadushurim. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Luchais, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw Klal Yisrael involved in the terrible Avera of the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu then takes the Luchais, shatters them on the ground, and we lose the ability to have that first set of luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu then gets the Rabbanu Shalom to forgive Klal Yisrael, and then goes back up to Har Sinai again, back up to Shemayim again for another 40 days and 40 nights, and comes down in Yom Kippur with the second set of luchos. Ask the Chedushim a very simple question. Moshe Rabbeinu had already learned all of Torah from the Rabbanu Shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu, with the first set of luchos, had already learned everything. Why was it necessary for this second set of 40 days for Moshe Rabbeinu to go up again for 40 days and 40 nights to be able to bring down the second set of luchos? It's understandable that there was a necessity for 40 days in order to get to Kapara, in order that the Rabbanu Shalom should forgive Klal Yisrael, in order that we should be able to override that terrible gzeirah that came because of the Chet HaEgel. But why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to go ahead and relearn the whole Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't done anything wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't involved in any Avera. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Torah the same way the first time as he did the second time. Why was it necessary for another 40-day period to be up in Shemayim, Yoyim V'Layla, for Moshe Rabbeinu to be there to learn the Torah again? Answers the Chedushim a fascinating Teretz. He says, Av shekvar kibo b'mem yomem arishayim, v'amr shu ke'inyin b'makam shevalei tshuva imdim, Ain't tzaddikim gemur michelam lamed. You know the Gemara in Brachas, the Lamed Beis Amed Beis very famously says that there's a machloikis, but the way we seem to go, and many of the Svarim seem to go, is that b'makim shevalei tshuva aimdim, ain't tzaddikim gemur michelam lamed. That when a person does tshuva, real tshuva meyahava, in that makim, ain't tzaddikim gemur michelam lamed, a tzaddik does not have the ability to stand in the place of the Baal Tshuva. Says the Sfas Emes in the name of his grandfather, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't simply go up and just receive the second set of luchos because it wasn't the same set of luchos as he got the first time around. The first time around was a luchos which were given to tzaddikim. Then Klal Yisrael did the avera of the Chet HaEgel. Klal Yisrael fell to doing that terrible avera, and then they did tshuva me'ahava, a real proper tshuva, a real tshuva that they rose to the level of b'makam shevalei tshuva aimdim, ain't tzaddikim gemur michelam lamed. And therefore the second set of luchos was in a higher and more elevated plane than that first set of luchos, and therefore Klal Yisrael needed to get a higher level of luchos, a higher level of Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't simply bring down the same Torah that he brought down the first time. Rather, it was the Torah that was brought down for balei tshuva, which are on a level that are higher than tzaddikim. A fascinating explanation from the Chedushim why there was a necessity for a second set of 40 days. But ask the Sfas Emes, I don't understand one thing. Obviously, Klal Yisrael was on the level of being a Baal Tshuva. Obviously, Klal Yisrael rose to the level through the Tshuva that they did on the Chet HaEgel to then be able to be Zeichet to a higher Madrega of Luchas. What about Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was a Tzadik Gomer. Moshe Rabbeinu was not involved in the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim. He didn't know anything about the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting up in Shemayim learning Torah from the Rabbanu Shalom while the Chet was taking place, while the Aveira was happening. How can Moshe Rabbeinu learn and get that level of a Baal Tshuva if Moshe Rabbeinu is a tzaddik gomer? Moshe Rabbeinu was never involved in the avera. Says this Sfas Emes, v'yavki Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom loichet. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do an avera, the eich kibol bebechinas balei tshuva, how is he able to get the level of balei tshuva? Emes, ki klal yisrael negel Moshe Rabbeinu gamkin. Ach, it's true, says this Sfas Emes, that on the one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu is able to receive it because of his connection, his correlation, because of his deep relationship to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu could receive it on behalf of Klal Yisrael. But says this Sfas Emes, it's more than that. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was able to rise to the level of being a Baal Tshuva. Ach, yachel liyis b'chines Baal Tshuva, b'loy chet. Zok this Sfas Emes, it's possible to do Tshuva without ever having done an Aveira. That even a Moshe Rabbeinu was not involved in the Chet HaEgel is also capable of being a Baal Tshuva. V'chazaras achiyas l'sherashay. Tshuva means to go back to your source. It either means that if you've fallen off the path, you come back on the path. That's a typical level of Baal Tshuva that Klal Yisrael is involved in. They did the Chet HaEgel, fell off the path, and the goal is to get back on the path. But there's another level of tshuva, where a person has already come down to this world, and a person is living in this world as a tzaddik, and a person is able to be mevatel himself, to rise up above this world, above the physical limitations of this world, to be able to get to the chiyas, to be able to bring the chiyas back, l'sharashe, back to the nekuda, back to the place of total bittul. That when a person is able to nullify himself before the Rabbanu Shel Olam, not just by simply not doing anything wrong or doing something right, but a total level of bittul, nullification, where a person looks at themselves as nothing and looks at themselves as having no real existence other than the existence that's given to them by the Rabbanu Shel Olam at every moment. When a person subjugates themselves totally to the Ratzon Hashem in a way of bittul, in a way where there is no them, they just see themselves as being part of a whole, part of a greater whole, which is Ein Sof, which is the infinite Rabbanu Shel Olam, that in that place they're also able to do tshuva. They're also able to get back to the source of what their neshama looked like before it came down to this world. I was enveloped in physical clothing. Once it comes down here, it's a yesh. It's a nifrad, it's separation, it's something which looks at itself as an independent existence. When a person is able to lose that sense of independence and able to realize that I'm not independent, but rather I'm dependent 100% on the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and a person is able to lose themselves in that bigger reality of Arein Sof, of the light of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, that's called bittul, and on that level also, a person is able to rise up to being a Baal Tshuva, which means even a tzaddik, even somebody who's never done anything wrong, can receive that great madrega of b'makam shvali tshuva imdim ein tzaddikim gemura michelam lamed. Says this Vasemis, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu did, and this is how Moshe Rabbeinu was capable of receiving the second set of luchais, which was on the level of Baal Tshuva, and not simply on the level of a tzaddik. What does this have to do with Parshas Para? Says this Vasemis, this is what Parshas Para is. On the one hand, we know that Parshas Para, like Rashi tells us, was a tshuva on the Chet HaEgel. It was there in order to rectify the terrible aveir that Klal Yisrael did with an eagle, with a calf. However, at the same time, for Moshe Rabbeinu, there's another aspect, and for Tzaddikim is another aspect of the Chet HaEgel, another aspect of the Paraduma, which is not there simply to cleanse the Aveira of the Chet HaEgel. And that's where you take the Egel, you take the Paraduma, and you burn it. Burning it, reducing it to ashes, to that place of Avraham Avinu, who was able to say about himself, Anochi Afer Ve'efer, I'm dust and ashes, I'm nothing more than just being able to be a Merkava, a chariot for the Rabbanu Shel Olam's existence on this world. And therefore, Klal Yisrael was involved in the process of Parah Aduma in order to rectify the wrong of the Chet HaEgel, and Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in the process of the Parah Aduma in order to nullify himself, to get to that place of Avraham Avinu, of Anochi Afer Ve'efer, in order to reach that level of B'makam Shebali Tshuva Imdim Ein Tzaddikim Gemur Michelam Lamed. And therefore, says this Fasemetz, it's obvious now to us why right after Parshas Parah comes Parshas HaChedesh. Parshas HaChedesh can mean one of two things. For Klal Yisrael, Parshas HaChedesh means that you can have a schachos, that you can renew yourself, that after you've fallen off the path, if you work on the avoda of the Parah Aduma, if you work in the avoda of tshuva, you can get back on the path in a newer and stronger way, and you're able to have the schachos of a Baal Tshuva. And for Moshe Rabbeinu, for a tzaddik, and even for every one of us that haven't done an aveira today and want to still be involved in that process of tshuva, the avoda of Parshas HaChedesh means that if you utilize Parshas HaParah, if you utilize this concept of bittul, this concept of nullifying yourself to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, you're also able to get it with schachos, the same as schachos as a Baal Tshuva is able to get. They're able to get a renewal in your Yiddishkeit, or be able to rejuvenate your Yiddishkeit in a way of total schachos. How? Anochi Afer Ve'efer. By attaching yourself to the dust and the ashes of the Parah Aduma, and saying that you nullify yourself 100% before the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and get to that place above your own independent existence, and become totally and 100% dependent on the Rabbanu Shel Olam, as your neshama was before it came down into this world, and that way you're able to rise to the level of being a Baal Tshuva. And this is the avoda on Parshas Parah. On the one hand, the avoda is that a person's done something wrong, to rectify it, to be involved in that avoda of Parah Aduma, which means tshuva, and then to be able to come to Parshas HaChedesh, which means it's chachos, you can start all over again. And if a person hasn't done something wrong today, and this doesn't need to be involved in the typical, simple, regular understanding of the word of tshuva, a person can also do the tshuva of Moshe Rabbeinu, the tshuva of bittul, of nullification, of losing the sense of yesh, of I am something independent, rather become dependent on the Rabbanu Shalom, and that way they can also attach themselves to that world of the Parah Aduma and be zeicha as well to this ischachus that comes on Parsha Chayidah. Hashem should help us. We should be zeicha to utilize these two aspects of Parsha Sapara and Amir Tzashem be zeicha to the ischachus that comes in Parsha Chayidah, both for the Baal Tshuva and for the Tzaddik who is able to rise to the level.